Good evening.
Yeah, good evening.
Is it just you, or?
Yes, so far.
Okay. You want to start, or you want to wait?
Well, I guess we could wait.
Okay. We're starting with verse 350, correct?
Right.
Okay.
Tony and my son-in-law are changing the threshold of the door. They're almost finished, but if I get a lot of hammering, I may have to mute. But so far, I think they're just finished.
I understand. It really is cold in Atlanta these days.
I'm sorry, what?
I said it was really cold in Atlanta today.
Oh, it was? Well, it was chilly. We had to use a sweater today, but it warmed up as the day went by.
No, we never got just slightly above 40s.
Mm.
And I'm not used to that weather.
No. And we especially aren't. We think it's cold when it gets 50 around here.
Exactly.
Yeah. And we're used to 80s and sometimes 90s. It won't be long. It'll be in the 90s.
Why don't we get started?
Okay. All right.
L'shem Yehud Kud Shabar Ikush Kinke Bid Hilur Himud Hilud Hilur Himud. Ve'yachta L'shem Yud Hei Bavav Hei B'yichud Ashelim B'shem Kol Yisrael. Limud Torah Mitzvah. La'sok Torah Mitzvah. Ve'yihi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kunenei Aleinu Ma'asei Yadeinu Kunenehu. Amar Rabbi Yosei Ve'ha Ketiv Beha Adam Yada Et Hawa Ishto Watahar Vateled Et Kain Velakiti Vayoled Et Kain Vapilu Behevel Lakiti Vayoled Yoled Elavatosef La led et hachiv, et hevel, bedahu razad mila aval bahai, ma kitiv, bayo led bid muto, kitzalmo. Rabbi Yossi brings further proof to strengthen the case that Abel too was not complete. He says, it is written, and the man knew his wife Eve, and she conceived and bore Cain. But it is not written that Adam begot Cain. This was not written of Abel either. Instead, it is written, and she again bore his brother Abel. And here lies the concealed truth, that even Abel was not in the image or likeness of Adam. But of Seth it is written, and he begot in his own likeness after his image. Thus he is related to Adam. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, I think it's repeating what we said in 349, and I didn't realize it was really there in the Torah. We just somehow missed it all these years, didn't we?
Well, we miss it because we grew up with the the children's stories from the synagogues or from the churches. And, you know, the English translation doesn't really have the language as truthful as it needs to be. But there's a difference. There's no reason for it to be repeated other than from the standpoint of this verse is explaining that both Cain and Abel are not made, they're not connected to Adam in the same way. Earlier it said Cain was left column and Abel was right column. Here it's not saying that. Here it's just saying that they're not complete. They're not in the image of Adam, where Adam was complete. And I think that's the reason for this verse. But essentially, you're right. It is saying exactly the same thing. And I know somebody else came on, so.
Okay. I also think we didn't realize that Cain and Abel were still part of being in the garden, whereas with Seth, they're in the physical world. I don't think I never made a connection before.
The Torah, the English translations don't make it real clear.
It's just Brandy. I'm here.
Well, you're not just Brandy. You're Brandy, not just Brandy.
Well, just me.
Understand. Well, feel free to ask questions and make comments, you know.
I wanted to ask a question about an earlier, since we're dealing with Cain and Abel. Was it not in Cain's nature, because he was left column, and because of who his actual father was, that wasn't he predisposed to do bad things, like to sacrifice Abel? And in the manner he did, was he actually drew blood, and that side requires blood sacrifices.
That's what it said in an earlier pasuk in the Zohar, yes.
Well, I missed that. Sorry.
Why is it?
Yeah, I guess why.
Well, go ahead and guess why.
Well, I would just think that because of who he actually came from, he didn't have enough right column in him. And because Abel being right column, you needed a left column to have some kind of balance with everything.
He broke up with did you say zealots?
No, I said, since since Cain was left column and Adam was right column, then they created a balance.
You have a misunderstanding. Cain was left column.
Right.
Abel was right column.
Right.
Adam was central column.
So they had
Adam
a balance.
Is complete. Adam is complete prior to the sin. He just had to do the one mitzvah for another half a day, and everything would have been completed. But he didn't. They didn't wait until Shabbat to eat from the fruit of knowledge, the tree of knowledge, fruit, good and evil. But Adam and Eve are central column. Cain is left column and Abel is right column. And what these two verses that we've just read yesterday and today, what these two verses are saying is that Cain and Abel are not complete because they are only have one energy. They are not in the central column. And that's why it says that Moshe started out as a right column in as a chariot for Netzach. Abel is a very high soul, and he reincarnated into Moshe. But he wasn't balanced. He wasn't a central column. He hadn't moved over to the central column. And later in his life, Moshe grew spiritually so that he became central column, and he rose to the level of Dot, which is central column. Now, what these two verses are saying is Seth is definitely in the image of Adam. He was central column. He had aspects of both right and left column. But he wasn't complete either, because he has a tikkun to do. And we'll learn more as we read on. Verse 351. I hope I answered
thank
your question.
You. Yes, thank you.
Verse 351. Rabbi Shimon Amar Mea Utlati Shinin Yit Parash Adam Meit Peya Bekoli Nun Mea Utlatin Shinin Awaolid Ruchin v'shedin v'alma v'gin ahu chela d'zuhama d'ahawa she'ev be'ya kewam d'ahasel mineya hey ahu zuhama Vikane Lein Teteya Violid Bar Kidane Kiti Violed Bid Muto Bitsalmo. Rabbi Shimon said that for 130 years Adam separated from his wife, and during that time he begot in the world spirits and demons from the force of impurity that was sucked from him. And when that impurity was exhausted, he turned and became jealous for his wife and begot a son. It then is written, and he begot in his own likeness after his image. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, yesterday, I think, or the day before, you asked about that word jealousy, but we never went on to ponder it. And I was thinking of it earlier, and that verse that we studied, that Adam seemed surprised when he found out that how God had forgiven Cain. And also, that's what I really remember from our all-night, 2 hours with Moshe's Hulah. That same verse kept coming back to me. So I kind of thought maybe the word jealousy, okay, honey, okay. That maybe I'm finally realized that forgiveness was possible, and the jealousy linked to being jealous that Eve was also creating spirits and demons, and that it was possible to be forgiven and they be reunited. So I kind of link that word jealousy in that way. I don't know if that makes sense to anybody else, but...
It does. It does. Okay. What you're saying is that Adam became jealous, but frequently in Hebrew, like with the same word that is translated as jealous can also be translated as zealous.
Mm-hmm. Well, it says God is a jealous God, too. I thought about that. But my first thought was maybe there were other men around by that time, but I really think if it was him pondering what they had in the beginning, and that he had a realization that he could reunite again, they could reunite as husband and wife, and that zealousness come back to their relationship and do the best they could from there on in, even though they were in the garden.
But, see, the ultimate issue is that the what the verse is saying, and when that impurity was exhausted,
mm-hmm.
and that impurity was the connection to the negative system. And so all of these different spirits and demons were drawn from him, and that took out the impurity. So now he could return to Hashem, or return to Hashem, and that means returning to the Shekhinah, and the Shekhinah is Eve, his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what I think the verse is expressing.
But I think it's also linked to him being rather surprised when he asked Cain.
Yeah, when he learned about
this, that kind of made a difference.
And that's why he didn't do teshuvah, but he elevated spiritually because the impurity was being cleansed from him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the word is being translated as turned. But in essence, he did teshuvah. He turned away from impurity and towards positivity. And that meant towards the Shekhinah. So we were saying similar thing.
Right.
Let's see if we can do one more. 352.
Okay.
Tachatze kol barnash diazel listar. Mala Visae Varho Koruhe Misave Mashes Al Garmea Beruach Masav Itabak Deya Willa Ade Minea Itabakuta Behahu Ruha Misav Hawe Behai Barnash Vila Biatara Ugine Tahita Bekuta Dilhon Lavihu Ela Beinun Demit Dabekin Beho zakayin inun zadikaya biazle biorach meshar beinun zakae kushot uvehon zakayin bialma bialaihu kipiv ki sharim kineu eretz. Come and see, when a man veers to the left and defiles his ways, he draws upon himself all kinds of impure spirits. And the spirit of defilement clings to him and does not leave him. This spirit only links to the man who drew it, and not to another. Hence they only cleave to those who cleave to them. Happy are the righteous who walk in the straight path, and who are the only righteous, the truly righteous. Their sons are righteous in the world. Of them it is written, for the upright shall dwell in the earth. Questions, comments, thoughts?
In a way, I kind of think it contradicts what we've learned, that one who does teshuva is on a higher level than one who never, who is considered always righteous. But this is seeming to say something different.
I don't follow that.
Well, I think I've heard it said that one who...
Yes, one who does teshuvah goes to a higher level than one who is always righteous.
Right.
That's a true statement.
Okay, but the Zohar is saying, happy are the righteous who walk in the straight path and who are the truly righteous. I mean, I got the impression...
What you're saying.
That these were always righteous. Which it really isn't saying that, but I felt like the few sentences before that, you know, comparing someone who had gone on the wrong path.
Essentially, there's
someone who doesn't go on the wrong path.
It says in the Torah that there's never been anyone who wasn't, who did not sin.
Mm-hmm.
So, if there were a truly righteous person, someone who has never sinned, they would be at the highest level. But everyone sins. Mm-hmm. Everyone makes a mistake. You don't learn unless you make a mistake. And then the result, you made a mistake, do you stay down? Do you stay with that? What this verse is saying is when you sin, you draw upon yourself these negative entities, and they keep you down. And because someone does teshuvah and then grows to a higher level, back to the level they were, it's considered as if they've gone to a higher level.
Right.
Because it's always relative terms. But if somebody had never sinned, and there's never been someone like that, but if someone had never sinned, then they would be truly righteous and would be considered higher than someone who sins and does teshuvah. But because everyone has always sinned, somebody has, there's never been anybody who didn't sin, then the ones who do teshuvah are higher than the ones who don't. And that can be understood clearly, correct?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This doesn't just go, it doesn't go that deep. And I guess that's the reason
correct.
That I said what I said.
And then the statement, their sons are righteous in the world. How do we understand that? Well, the sons is a code word for reincarnations. But if somebody is truly righteous, if somebody is walking in a straight path, doesn't mean they're achieving their tikkun. So they may have to reincarnate. Because tikkun means you go out of your comfort zone.
Right.
You want to do verse 353?
Yes, let's see if it goes into...
Well, we can't finish it. It goes to 356 or 7, but let's do the one.
Okay.
Okay.
Amar Rabbi Chiya, my dikti vachot, Tuval Kain Naama Mayiraya Haka Dika Amar Iradishkishma Naama Ela Begin Tita Ain Dine Nasha Avadra Priafilu Ruhin The Shaving Rabbi Yitzhak Amari Nun B'nei HaElohim Azava Azael Da'u Batra. Rabbi Chia quotes, and the sister of Tubal Cain was Naama. Why do the scriptures mention her name, Naama? The English translation is pleasant. It is because people were seduced by her overwhelming beauty and pleasantness, and even spirits and demons lusted after her. Rabbi Yitzhak said that the sons of Elohim, Aza and Azael, were seduced by her. Because of those seductions, she was named Naama. Questions, comments, thoughts?
I would, well, I could see her name being Naama, meaning pleasant, but that last sentence, of course, is in caps, so.
What's in caps? Because of those seductions?
Because of those seductions. Also, overwhelming beauty and pleasantness.
Okay.
And the last sentence are in caps. I mean, that's also the meaning of Naomi.
Yes.
And I guess the evil spirits and demons were the ones that had been created by Adam and Eve before Seth.
Yes.
And it sounds like she was the one who seduced. She wasn't seduced by them. She seduced the spirits. Did I read that wrong?
Her physical attributes seduce the spirits.
Okay.
And seduce
people. All right. Okay. In this
generation, you're hearing that. At least I'm hearing it from people who, you know, referring to Ivanka Trump, not Ivanka Trump, whatever her last name is now. Her married name.
Kushner,
thank you.
Kushner. Kushner. Anyway.
But essentially, you know, she's a beautiful woman who has all of these positive attributes and presents herself well. And mm-hmm. people are seduced by that. Is that who she really is? You know, we know the outer beauty is never the person. It may be a reflection of the person, but we have to find out. We have to see how she acts. You know, we cannot judge from outer beauty. It's we're looking for inner beauty. But how do you see inner beauty by the way people act? Now, Tubal Cain is, if I remember the Midrash correctly, he was the one who killed.
He was the one who what?
Who killed Cain.
Oh, okay. Was he the one that played the music? Or was the iron worker too? I'd have to go back and read those first few verses of Genesis again.
No, I don't think so. Naama was also, I believe, the wife of Noah.
Well, her name, you think it's the same woman?
I don't know, but I think so. Because Tubal-Cain is the 10th generation, and Naama is the 10th generation, and so is Noah the 10th generation.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe they are, but I don't have certainty on it because I don't remember exactly.
Brandon and I, several years ago, we were on Noah, and I think we did remember that was Noah's wife's name.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm looking at the spelling. And you can see Naama is pleasant, but where do you see where does that really come from the root? Because the middle of it is Am, which is nation. And the Nun represents falling. So, and the H represents the direction. So her beauty was in the direction of people being fallen.
Mm-hmm.
Of being seduced.
The feeling, though, with those first few generations, that I think both probably the men were handsome and the women were very beautiful. And I've noticed that young people today, when I see young girls, they all are so pretty. You don't see ugly young girls, at least I don't. They all seem so pretty. So maybe in, those first 10 generations that most were very beautiful.
I agree.
Especially being a descendant of Eve, who was supposed to be very beautiful. So,
I think you'll find that the idea that the young girls are beautiful was also true and is still true with the older women today as well. Young girls are always beautiful.
Mm-hmm. But I don't remember that in high school. But it looks like now, maybe it's just my impressions as an older woman now, that they all seem so pretty.
And I understand and I agree. But, when you're in high school, when you're right in the midst of it, it's so difficult to be a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just looking at it from the outside,
right.
You're not experiencing the way they mm-hmm. treat each other and all of the other things that are going on.
I know when I went to the Tomb of Raquel, when I was dropped off, they waited for me outside. And when I walked into the room where the tomb was, there were ladies, some were standing near the tomb and some were sitting in chairs. And I really didn't know what to do. I was looking at me and just getting a sense of the feel of everything that was in the room. And one person came over to me. The others, they looked up at me when they saw me, but they did nod, they didn't smile, nothing, But this one person, and she was very unattractive, and she came over to me, and she took my hand and pulled me toward the tomb, and I just couldn't get over that. I didn't see an unattractive woman until I left. It wasn't until I left and thought about it because I could just sense her spirit,
Yeah, the beauty of it all.
Responded to my coming into the room. But I've often thought of that encounter many times, and I can still see her face. But I could also sense her beauty on the inside, so I will understand what you're saying.
Understand. So You all have a beautiful evening. At 7 o'clock West Coast time, we will have questions and answers. Hopefully somebody will have a question.
Okay, thank you for answering my question.
You're very welcome. You take care.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.